You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This past Sunday was the single busiest travel day for commercial aviation, that is, since the pandemic started. 2.2 million people went through TSA checkpoints. It's been over 2 million people 5 days in a row now, the longest that streak has been since February of last year. However, most of those people are moving around within the United States, and most of the traveling is personal. Business travel's been a lot slower to recover, and a new report suggests it's going to take a long while for it to come back. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Airlines make a lot of their money on business travelers. David Slotnick at the travel site The Points Guy says that's because
you have people who are booking last-minute fares, maybe. They're less price-sensitive. Their companies are paying for it.
But between April and June, companies were only spending about 10 or 15% of what they used to on travel before the pandemic. That's according to a new report from Deloitte. Anthony Jackson worked on the report, and he says the travel that has come back revolves mostly around client visits.
Doing a new sale, building relationships, project work that requires being on site, those are really kind of key activities that companies are viewing and understanding are really important to do in person.
But things like internal company meetings and trainings, those aren't really happening yet. And Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says that kind of travel might never be as common again.
What we've learned is that good enough is good enough. It may not be as good to have a virtual meeting, but it gets you 70, 80, sometimes 90% of the way there.
And it's a lot cheaper. Many companies have been saving money by holding back on business travel. Meanwhile, there's the Delta variant. COVID cases are rising again. Many offices are still closed. And Suzanne Neufung at the Global Business Travel Association says international travel, which is particularly lucrative for airlines, is still heavily restricted.
U.S. is not allowing at this point non-American or green card holders into this country.
From many countries.
So a lot of the suppression is some of the U.S. policy itself.
And Neufung says until more of the world has access to vaccines, business travel won't fully recover. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
This has been a rough year for ketchup lovers. I mean, it's been rough for a lot of us for a lot of reasons, but ketchup lovers in particular. You remember back a couple of months ago when people were selling those little Heinz packets on eBay for $4 a pop because of a pandemic-induced shortage of them? Well, it might be time to start saving the Happy Meal condiments again. They are turning into an asset class all by themselves. The drought we're having out here in California, we are by far the country's biggest tomato producer. That drought is going to take 5 to 10% off crop yields. So says the California Tomato Growers Association. So yes, grain of salt, to continue with the food theme of this introduction and in a way the whole program. But the price of everything from marinara sauce to salsa to, yes, ketchup, could be on the rise. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
We're going to go on a brief tour of the tomato supply chain, starting in California's Central Valley, where a third of the world's canned tomatoes are grown.
Our harvester, I'm watching it go back and forth in the field right now.
Bruce Rominger grows processing tomatoes, the kind that end up in cans. Fresh tomatoes are also in short supply, but processing tomatoes are taking the biggest drought hit. Instead of surface water, farmers are switching to well water, which ain't so great.
But the higher salt content will diminish the yield in the field.
It's not just the drought. Rominger is now getting $85 a ton for tomatoes. But in years past, he says the price canneries were offering wasn't enough.
We've seen more and more land taken out of the tomato production into orchards, primarily almonds and pistachios.
Andy Resick is head of marketing at Sacramento area cannery Pacific Coast Producers, which makes stewed tomatoes and tomato paste. He says rising tin and freight costs are also sending prices up.
Which is unfortunate because we have this willing consumer base that just learned from a year of pandemic how important canned tomatoes are.
Consumers that include restaurants. Patrick Mulvaney is the owner and head chef at Mulvaney's B&L in Sacramento. He relies on fresh tomatoes in summer, but in winter,
when tomatoes in cans are your option, then becomes time for heartier sauces, deep, rich ragouts with lamb shanks.
The shortage could have a big impact on the dishes he makes.
You're using it just to put a dab of flavor in, rather than having it be the star of the show.
Wonder how well mustard goes with lamb shank. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.